For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, April the 10th, 2004. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Noe of Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds is the teacher.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And so he called for volunteers out of this mass of 5,000 people for 50 volunteer intercessors. Guess how many he got? I mean, for him to lay hands on. A mob, you know, and it just went out of control, and he began laying hands on folks. Next thing you know, you got a line that goes all the way around the building, and that's all he's doing, going around putting his hands on people, you know, and people are falling out, and the demons are manifesting as they fall. You know, they got them falling out, them slaying the spirit demons where they just, you touch them and they fall over. You know, people like that, every time they go up, you just touch them, they whomp, and you got somebody back there to catch them, and then somebody to cover them up. He's like a machine, you know. I mean, y'all seen that? You see it on television? That's not the Holy Spirit. Most of the time, I have seen cases. Most people, I don't use catchers. I tell you, the Holy Spirit puts you down, you're not going to get hurt. I've been thrown through the air and turned two flips and land 20 feet away. And I've never been hurt. Holy Spirit, we're not going to let you get hurt. If he puts you down, you go up and do a courtesy drop. Now, that concrete's hard. Well, everybody want that. That's the point. It to go up there so you can fall over backwards, and everybody know how spiritual you are. And you know, folks got demons that cause that to happen. And one lady said, "I said, you need to cast a demon." I said, "Then wait a minute. I don't want to be where I won't be slain spirit. Don't you understand? That's not a God. Well, I don't want to be where I can't be slain spirit now." Okay, honey, you just keep it. Jesus sets you free from your enemies, not your friends. Not your friends. Go ahead. That's fine. You go ahead. And so, I wept because those people didn't get anything. I was sitting there and I was looking at this friend of mine, he's one of my prayer partners. I said, "Look at this." He said, "They're all just hungry, Bill. They're just hungry people." I said, "Yeah, but they're not getting anything. They're not getting any teaching." "Not really." And I just wept over it. I haven't gone back to that particular. But it's a very well-known ministry and it attracts a lot of people. But as Norman Parrish, I asked Norman what he said. He said, "I went once, and what I saw upset me very badly, and I got him walked out." I said, "Thank you for verifying my feeling." Okay. And so, you have the power and authority to bind when two or three people are coming together. Now, God will show you what to bind. In the church, God will call you to pray for people within the church, to pray for missionaries you've sent out. And God may give you a calling to bind the principality over the city. Now, Jeremiah in his letter said, "Pray for the city that you live in that you might prosper well." Okay? And so that is an indication that you have the authority to pray for your city. But certainly the church can pray for the city. But when you start attacking principalities over nations, you better be sure that God has called you. When you're standing back and you're doing long-range spiritual warfare, lobbing missiles into the enemy, you better be sure that that's what God has called you to do, that you're under the roll, under the wing. You step out there in presumption, those things will eat you up. They're powerful entities. They have lots of power when you are where you're not supposed to be. Now, Brother Williams, God called him in the 50s to go to Italy. I can remember in the late 40s seeing pictures of Assembly of God pastors being put in jail in Italy because they came against the state religion of Catholicism. Brother Williams went to Italy and bound the principalities over Rome and over the Vatican. God sent him over there. And 6 months later, Italy was open to missionaries. He went to Colombia, South America, and went to all these places that God sent him to and bound the princes, and they had a revival break out. Now, God will send chosen people to do that, but be sure it's God that's sending you. And you'll see fruit come forth from that sort of endeavor. But people who take it upon themselves are opening themselves up to the enemy. You just won't make sure God has called you. Now, for all of you, most people need to pray for their family. Most people need to bind the powers and the principalities over their family. That's your husband, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your brothers and sisters, your nephews, your nieces, your cousins. I got a big family, and I pray for them. My niece called me and said, Uncle Billy, I just wanted you to know that I joined the church. He said, Jesus, said, you prayed for me to receive Jesus last year, and said, nothing happened until about 6 months ago, and suddenly, said, Jesus Christ woke me up. I accepted it into my heart, and I'm taking instruction, and I'm in Bible study. Now, for a little Catholic girl, I think that was marvelous. She had a genuine, and I bound all those things, and I spoke, and her sister, same thing. And they're raising their children in fear and admiration of the Lord. 5 years ago, they were even. My second cousin, I was down there, and I was witnessing to all of them. And I was telling her, she was a young girl, and I said, the most important decision you make in your life, I said, if you will hear from your poor relative, the most important decision you'll ever make in your life is when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. The second most important decision you'll make is when you find the man that Jesus Christ has for you to marry. And you save yourself for him. That's the most sin. And the mother said, you're talking the wrong one. You're talking the wrong horse. You need to talk to that one. She pointed to her husband. And so I began to talk to my first cousin. And he was stubborn. I said, will you let me pray for you? I got his bad back. I said, okay. I pray for your back, and I pray for God will save you. And so I prayed for him, and God healed his back. And he moved down to Panama City, and to Gulf Shores. And he's down there now, and he's gotten saved. He's an elder in the church. His wife wouldn't have given 10 cents for it 5 years ago. But I pray for all my relatives. I got their names. I write them down. I put them in the box up here. We got the birthing box up here. You pray, put your family name in there, and we pray over it. And you need to pray over it. And you need to bind the enemy. And you look and see what kind of sin you have in your family. It's coming down through your family line. Alcoholism came down through mine. German stubbornness came down through mine. Witchcraft from the Indians came down through mine. And I bind all those things over my relatives. And I stand against them. And you should, too. That's binding and loosening. Bind those things and loose your family from it in the name of Jesus. Did you know that there are little spirits around you all the time watching you? Did you know that? You know that's in the Bible? Look at Ecclesiastes. That's after the Song of Solomon. Maybe it's before the Song of Solomon. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. Yep, it's before the Song of Solomon. And right after Proverbs. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 20. Right after, you open your middle of your Bible is Psalms. After that comes Proverbs, then Ecclesiastes. Do not curse the king, even in your thought. Now, I'm afraid that I've been guilty of that. I had a hard time with President Clinton, thinking bad things about that man. And I had to repent and ask God to forgive me, and I had to pray salvation for him and pray that God would bless him. Because it says, don't even curse him in your thoughts. Now it says here, don't curse the rich even in your bedroom. Why? For the bird of the air will carry your voice, not your thoughts, but your voice, what you say. And a bird in flight may tell the matter. Now my mother used to say a little birdie told her. And this is what she's talking about. She had little birdies all over town. I mean, you couldn't do anything, get by with anything in that place. I mean, they had little birdies. I mean, all the little old ladies looking out their window. And they'd tell, too. Everybody. Okay, don't curse the rich, even in your bedroom. Now, the bird there, that is not a little chirping bird like little birds come to my feet are up there. That is a flying thing. And it's spoken of as a demon in Ezekiel chapter 13, where it will trap your soul like a flying thing. Literally means a demon. And so when you got these demons standing around your bedroom just watching you, they're familiar spirits been assigned to your family line. They can't read your mind, but they record every sin that you do, every bad thing you say. They watch your personality very carefully, so they know exactly how you respond to every situation. They study you intently. They've been there. They studied your mother. They studied your father. And they know you. They know how you were raised. They're familiar with you. So they're called familiar spirits. That's the lowest rung in Satan's ladder. And he sends and they send it to the bird of the air who takes it up and records it in the books in heaven. It goes up the chain of command. That's how Satan knows what you're doing. Now, he can't read your mind. That's the reason if you don't say it, they don't know what you're thinking. That's the reason Nebuchadnezzar, when he had the great dream of the statue, he didn't tell anybody. He called all Satan's boys in, all his magicians and astrologers and conjurers, uppers and charmers, and said, you know, boys, I've had a dream. Won't you tell me what it means? Well, tell us the dream. No, you tell me the dream. They said that nobody but God in heaven can do that. That's in Daniel chapter 2. Said, nobody but the gods can do that. He said, if you don't tell me, I'm going to kill you. And so when they couldn't, he started killing all of them. And he got to Daniel. Daniel said, no, wait, let me go talk to King. Wait a minute, let me go talk to King. He said, King, give me 24 hours. There's a God in heaven who will tell us. And so he prayed, and God told him. And Daniel had been given perfect interpretation of visions and dreams. And so he had to ask God. And God told him. He couldn't read the king's mind, but the Holy Spirit could. And so the devil can't read your mind. And so be careful what you say, because every idle word's recorded. That's the reason James said, be slow to speak and quick to hear. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Okay, so that's binding and loosening. I think that... Now, I've got some papers I wanted to give you. I'll give you after we get through. But you can bind infirmity and you can loosen healing. You can bind poverty over your family and you can loosen prosperity. If the devil's got prosperity, your prosperity chained up for legal grounds, you can loosen it. Where does it say that in Scripture? Well, it says it in... 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that through his poverty you might be made rich. That was an exchange made at the cross. And so you quote that verse. Bind fear, loosen peace. For God's not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. There is no fear in love. The perfect love casts out fear, for fear involves torment. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as the world gives you. I've overcome the world. Bind anxiety. Loosen peace. Therefore, 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares, anxieties, and on him, for he cares for you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. These things I have spoken that you might have peace. For he himself is your peace, Jesus Christ, who's broken down the wall of division. Bind sickness, loosen the health. Deuteronomy 7, 14, 15, you may be blessed above all people, for there shall not be a male barren or female among you or your livestock. The Lord will take away all sickness, and I will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases I put on Egypt. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's fine to get healed, people, but it's a lot better not to get sick. You've got people who have miscarriages in the family. Here's your verse. Break the curse of miscarriages. He said, you know miscarriages is a curse? From idolatry. It says, give them a miscarrying womb and dry breast in Isaiah. That's the curse of idolatry, from being in idolatry. Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breast. You can look up in the concordance where it is. I forget it. It doesn't come to me offhand. But it's in Isaiah. I don't have time to look it up. I've got only about 3 more minutes on the tape over there. I need to move on. Rejection, acceptance. By rejection. To the praise, the glory to give by which he's made us accepted in the beloved. Ephesians 1:6. Loosen rejection, loosen adoption. For as many as are led by the Spirit, these are sons of God. Not sent the spirit of fear, bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption where we cry, Abba, Father. Bind deception, loose wisdom and revelation. Bind stupor, loose wisdom. Bind shame, loose honor. Isaiah 61:7, instead of shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, you shall rejoice in the portion. You shall possess double. And everlasting joy shall be yours. Bind rebellion, loose salvation. Acts 16:31, so they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall be saved, yea, ye and your whole household. Bind striving, loose grace. Bind fear, loose trust. Let me read. This is my favorite verse. Habakkuk 17:19. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor the fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the stall, and there be no herd in the stall, kirk from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall, yes, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will praise the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make me my feet like the hind's feet in the high places. I mean, when everything has gone wrong. Everything. I mean, for a farmer, boy, I mean, that's disaster. And that was was written for an agricultural community. Grapes failed. Olives failed. Wheat failed. There was no sheep in the fold. No cows in the stall. Everything was gone. But he said, yet still I will trust in God. Still I will trust him. Most folks will try everything else, and when they finally nothing works, and they say, I guess we ought to pray. Praise your Lord God. I had a lady call me today. Well, I have one here I'm going to give you on blessings and exhortations. And it says on how you should speak to one another. That's James. Beloved, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. Proverbs, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Ephesians says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer. And don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by which you were sealed on the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, which is loud speaking, evil speaking, which is cursing, be put away from you. And be kind, tender hearted to one another, forgiving as God in Christ Jesus forgave you. Ephesians, but fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness not be named among you. I like the NIV's interpretation of that. It said, God, there should not be even a hint of sexual immorality among God's people. I like that interpretation a lot better because it's a lot plainer. A lot of folks don't like the NIV, but I like that interpretation of it because it makes it very plain. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. How many of y'all know people who are very religious in church, very pious, wear their Bible, dress nice suit, dress properly, show up every day, put their dollar in the plate when it goes by, $5 on Easter and Christmas? Maybe it's $5 now and $20 on Easter and Christmas. I remember when I was a kid, it was a dollar. But when they go to the job, and they walk in there, you can't tell the difference from them and anybody else. They got the coarseness in their voice. They laugh at the crude jokes. They tell crude jokes. Once each other, some lady walks by. Ooh, yeah. I mean, you can't tell the difference. Scott says that's not fitting. You act like that when you go to the job, you better get on your knees and ask God to deliver you from a spirit of blasphemy and turn away from it. When I got saved, I used to, after I was divorced, and I started eating with the, I ate with the maintenance crew at the hospital. They're friends of mine, you know, I'm related to them, and I ate with the maintenance crew and the cleaning crew every day. And they got a new fellow in, and he had the coarsest, nastiest mouth I have ever heard. And I said, John, that is offensive to me. Please don't talk like that. I talk anyway out. Please. You don't like it, leave. So I picked up my plate and went over to the table. The thing that hurt me was that nobody else would. And I said, oh, then eventually one or two of them came in to come over and join me. And I said, I just can't take that foul talk in him. But he eventually got fired. And then all of them came over and joined me. But they liked to listen to his crude jokes and laugh. And these men were supposed to be Christian. They were professing Christian. That's wrong. And there are a lot of others in here. I would like to see y'all. I'm going to give you some paperwork to do when you get home. Look them up and write them down. Look them up and write them down and read them every day in your own handwriting. That will put them in your long-term memory. What you look up and read, what you hear me say, you will retain 20% maybe. What you write down and review, you retain 60%. But you review it every day for 4 or 5 days, you retain 60-80% of it. It puts it in your long-term memory. Just to hear me say it and go home and not do anything, you won't retain very much. That's the reason you need the tapes. That's the reason you need to. There's a book by Kim I meant to get. Let me go get it. What did he say? Do what? This is a book that's written by Norman Parrish that I would recommend to you, and it's called Christians. This is the wrong one. I like this one too, but the one I want you to hear is, it says, Deliver Yourself. Norman has been in deliverance ministry longer than anybody else in the United States. Very fine deliverance minister, very knowledgeable. He wrote this book, Deliver Yourself. How to Deliver Yourself from Demonic Bondage. It's basically what I taught most of it to the men. It's stuff that God gave me most of what he's written in here 20 years ago. I was going to write a book on it. I wrote it all down. I got to the last chapter on how to walk in freedom. And every time I wrote it, God said, that's very nice legalism. And I wrote it 10 times, and each time it was legalism. And so I decided that maybe it wasn't time for me to write a book, and so I put it up, and I taught it. But this is I will speak to you some tomorrow on how to keep your deliverance. But this is a book I recommend to you. It's a small book, $5. Yeah. But it's loaded. It's got good information in it. For those of you who are looking for good books to buy that are new to deliverance, I would recommend Pigs in the Parlor by Frank Hammond and War on the Saints by Jesse Penn Lewis. Those are good beginner books. You want to read about curses, and you read Derek Prince on Blessings or Curse. There are lots of books over there, but those are three very good books for a beginner. If you master those in the next 6 months before you come back, I guess I'll recommend some others. But those are good basic books. Remember what I said about binding and loosening. It is the key to... Now, are we going to pray for deliverance? I'm going to do, you know, God told me that he didn't want me just to give religious lectures. But when I got through, he wanted me to offer people a time of ministry. And so we have what we call a mass deliverance service. Now, mass deliverance services, we start off with a proclamation of the gospel. The Holy Spirit honors the gospel. And so we reaffirm the potent principles of the gospel as laid out in the Nicene Creed, which is a statement of orthodoxy, or the Apostles' Creed. And then we break the curses of the ancestor, and we break all the curses and strip off all the armor that the enemy has. And then we come out against demons. And I don't carry a list. I just come out with what God gives me. Sometimes he gives me strange things. Chris Simpson said he was sitting in here, and he said, God, is there any anointing on this thing? And he was sitting there, and he said, Chris said I had a bad tooth. He knew he had to have a root canal. And he said I was praying, and all of a sudden Bill said, root canal. And he said, I felt this little pain go through my... And it didn't hurt anymore. That was it. He went out and had x-rayed and God healed it. He said, yeah, that's anointing on it. One day I was in mass deliverance service, and after over, this man came up and said, look, I can move it. I said, that's nice. What does it mean? He said, no, I had a stroke 5 years ago, and I haven't moved this arm. And you bound the spirit of stroke, and it's movable. Now, I don't remember saying stroke. But, praise God, God's good. And so, I bind whatever God gives me. Listen to what I say. Don't cherry pick and say, well, I got maybe that one. I don't have that one. I don't know about that one. If you don't have them, they ain't going to come out. Okay? But just listen and agree that if you got that, you want it out of you. And let it happen with what happens. Okay? Now, spirits are air, a wind, and they come out of the breathing passages. They come out of the nose, the mouth, the ears. They come out with a cough, a sigh, a jerk, a moan, sometimes a scream. Whatever happens, let it go. You worried about your dignity. Don't worry about your dignity. You get your dignity back. You got to choose between your dignity and your demons. Let your dignity go. You can get that back. Let your demons go. Well, first time I got delivered, I was right over there, and I threw up and fell on the floor and threw up and rolled in my own vomit. And some poor soul came over and stood over and about this far away and was praying for me like this. And I was covered. I prayed for some lady back there one day, and she went under the table, and I crawled under the table after and caught her because she couldn't get through that woman. And I prayed for her and bound her spirit, and she vomited all over me. And when we got through, her demons was gone, and we were both covered with vomit. And I had to go take a shower and change my clothes, and so did she. But that's all right. We got rid of the demons. You know, I love to get rid of demons. I can't think of anything I'd rather do than tie a can on the devil's tail and run him out of him. I tell you, I just love coming out parties, you know, where they come out in the name of Jesus Christ. They have a little party, a coming out party. Now, you know what it takes to have a good party? Demons. Now, if y'all have done your share and brought some demons, we're going to have a good party. But let them go. Don't hold them back. And the Holy Spirit's not going to let them hurt you. Okay? Now, let's all stand up and jump up and down a little bit and get the blood all moving out of your fanny and back up to your brain. It's all down in your legs and your feet and your thighs, and you need to move around. You need to jump up and down a little bit and praise God and get that blood moving up to your brain again. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. We give thanks to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. He said that I have a list here that Hosea 9:4 is miscarrying womb and dry breast, the curse for idolatry. The miscarrying womb is in Hosea 9:14. Thank you, Crystal. And dry breast. So if you're having relatives who are miscarrying, or relatives who are having trouble breastfeeding, break the curse of idolatry over them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Break that curse in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, dear Lord, I love you. I believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God. He died on the cross for my sin. Was dead, buried, was raised from the dead on the third day for my justification. Ascended into heaven where he sits on the right hand of the Father. Ever to make intercession for me. He was manifested in the flesh. He was a man like me with a very human nature. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my big brother. I am an adopted child of God. Jesus Christ redeemed me from the slavery of the devil. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I repent of all my sin and the sins of my ancestors. I ask forgiveness on the blood of Jesus Christ. And I break the curses and come down through my family line. And the curses from my conduct. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For Jesus was made a curse for me that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I break all curses spoken against me by anyone from any source. I break all secondary curses in the name of Jesus. I break all the curses spoken against me by any professional witch, anyone in authority over me, anyone I've wronged, any family member. I ask you to bless these people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If there's anything I need to do to make it right, show me that I can make it right. I break all these curses in the name of Jesus. I break all self-inflicted curses. All curses from broken vows. In the name of Jesus. All curses that come from idle words. Idle promises. In the name of Jesus. I break them in Jesus' name. I bind the spirits of incest, the spirits of fornication, the spirits of illegitimacy, the spirits of idolatry, the spirits of whoredom, spirits of fornication, the spirits of the vagabond, the spirits of returning evil for good. I break the curse of evil for good, the curse of poverty, curse of the vagabond. I command all these spirits, leave me now. I break the curse of fear, of rejection. I bind them and command them to go. In Jesus' name. All right, everybody sit down now. Sit down and put both feet on the floor and your hands in your lap. Don't cross your fingers, don't cross your knees, don't cross your feet. That's a witchcraft sign that says you don't have to, if you aren't telling the truth. Remember when you're a little girl, you're a little boy, you know, you cross your fingers, you know, and you never tell the truth? Cross my toes. I had my toes crossed. Well, the devil considers that legal grounds not to believe you. Now, that's just a little thing, but he says that's legal grounds. You aren't telling the truth. But you don't really want him to go. And so we don't cross our feet, and we keep our both feet on the floor, and don't cross our hands, and don't put our hands like this. That's a sign of rebellion. Praise you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, now, I bind the spirits of rejection. I break the power of rejection. Being rejected by mother, rejected by father, rejected in the womb, rejected by grandparents, rejected by friends, in the name of Jesus, rejected by authorities, in the name of Jesus Christ, rejected by associates, rejected by siblings. I bind all spirits of rejection and being unwanted and unloved in the name of Jesus Christ. I break its power. For Jesus has redeemed us. In him we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sin, whereby he's made us accepted in the beloved. These are accepted people. They've been adopted. They're in the beloved. Rejection, you Canaanite spirit, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ and command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind the spirits of rejection. I bind the spirits of fear. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. Fear of making a mistake. Fear of being wrong. Fear of the dark. Fear of water. Fear of heights. Fear of spiders. Fear of snakes. Rats. All fear. I just bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, fears. All fear. For God hadn't given him a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. I bind fear. I bind the absence of love, withholding of love now. I bind the withholding of love in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you, love. Nobody loves me. Nobody wants me. Nobody cares for me. I bind the spirits of inferiority in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind that spirit of inferiority, that grasshopper spirit that says, I can't do it. I'm inferior. I'm not good enough. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come on out. All those fear spirits, all that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the witchcraft bondage to fear in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind bondage in the name of Jesus. Bondage to fear. For God hadn't given us a spirit of bondage again to fear, but he sent a spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind bondage to fear now in the name of Jesus. I bind the bondage spirits. I bind witchcraft bondage in the name of Jesus. I bind the haughty spirit, the spirit of haughtiness now in Jesus' name. Haughtiness, I break your power and I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! All spirits of haughtiness be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All the haughty spirits, proud and haughty man, scorner is his name. I bind scorner in the name of Jesus Christ. Scorner, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All haughty spirits, scorning spirits, gossiping spirits, spirits of deception, spirits of stubbornness, stubborn, scorning spirits in the name of Jesus. Spirit of stubbornness, come out. Spirit of deception, come out. Come on out, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Unteachable spirits, not being able to be taught. You can't teach a scorner anything. Come out, in the name of Jesus Christ. All unteachable spirits. I bind the unteachable spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind deception, self-deception, deceiving spirits, unteachable spirits. Come out, in the name of Jesus Christ. All deceiving spirits, come out. Bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind witchcraft. I bind rebellion and Mara. Mara and rebellion come out and bitterness come out. I pull out the root of bitterness out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Bitterness come out. All bitter spirits. Come on out of that bitter spirit. I pull out the root of bitterness now in the name of Jesus. You cannot defile them anymore. Defiling bitter spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Deep hurt spirits. Come out. Spirits of deep hurt. Come out. Deep hurt. Come out. Come on out. Out! Out! In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you, I break your power, and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Go, deep hurt! Go! In Jesus' name, go, deep hurt! In the name of Jesus Christ, go! 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 Wounded spirit, come out! Wounded spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind wounded spirit, deep hurt spirit, come out now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of revenge in the name of Jesus Christ. Revenge spirits, come out! Spirits of revenge in the name of Jesus Christ. Revenge. I'm going to get even spirits. Come out. Get even spirits. I want to see them pay spirits. Come on out. Out. All revenge spirits. All unforgiving spirits. All anger, rage, murder spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you. Death spirits. Come out. Spirit of death, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to leave God's people now in the name of Jesus Christ. All witchcraft spirits. Come out now. Come out. All spirits of Jezebel. Come out. Jezebel and Ahab, I bind you and I command you to leave. I break your power. I bind Celebi, come out. Theasa, come out in the name of Jesus. Hephaestus, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, out, out. All you Jezebel spirits, I bind you, you witchcraft mind control. I loose you from your assignment on these people. I speak to you. You uncoil your tentacles. You can draw no power or authority from any other spirit. Communicate with another spirit. You will loose yourself from them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Uncoil off their minds, off their backbones. Come out. Off their arms and their legs. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. 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 All bondage. Bondage to drugs. Bondage to alcohol. Bondage to tranquilizers. Bondage to caffeine. Come out. Bondage to nicotine. Come out. Bondage to heavy music. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. All bondage. Bondage. Come out. Slavery, bondage, bondage to sex, bondage to fornication. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Bondage to fantasy. Come out. Fantasy spirits, sexual fantasy spirits. Come out. Desire to get rich spirits. Come out. Prosperity, rich prosperity spirits. Bondage to seeking prosperity. Bondage to seeking riches. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to leave God's children now in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave God's children. Come out. Come out. I bind the paranoia spirits, the spirits that they got it in for me. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ, that they're talking about me spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ, all paranoia spirits, all schizophrenic spirits, double-minded spirits. We bind you and command you to leave God's people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, 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 go. Now we speak to the fear spirits again. Fear, 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 fear. In the name of Jesus, perfectionistic spirits, I bind you. I'm going to get it right. Nobody can criticize me if I do it absolutely perfectly. Come out in the name of Jesus. Intolerant spirits, spirits, critical spirits, intolerant spirits, anger spirits, impatient spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Out, out. I'm constructive criticism spirits. I bind that spirit of constructive criticism. I'm just trying to help you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come out. You constructive criticism in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm just trying to help you. Just trying to show you where you did wrong. Come out, spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you bore all of our infirmity and all our pain. And by your stripes, we have been healed. I bind the infirmity spirits now. I bind the infirmity spirits of migraine headaches in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the infirmity spirits of encephalitis in the name of Jesus. I bind amnesia spirits in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of amnesia. I break the curse of self-inflicted amnesia in the name of Jesus Christ. I break its power. Come out, amnesia. Amnesia, I'm speaking to you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. They don't want you anymore. Come out of there. Migraine headaches, histamine headaches. I bind you. I break your power. I command you to leave God's people now in the name of Jesus. Tension headaches, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Tension headaches, fear headaches, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Low sugar headaches, come out in the name of Jesus. High sugar headaches, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits of blindness now, of macular degeneration in the name of Jesus, of cataracts in the name of Jesus. I bind blind spirits. I bind nearsighted, farsighted, astigmatism. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come out. Come out. I bind myopia. Come out. I bind strabismus. Come out. Crooked eyes, straight eyes. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All eyeball spirits. I bind adjunctive bias in the name of Jesus. I bind glaucoma in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all you eyeball spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, leave God's people, all you infirmity spirits, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind sinusitis now in the name of Jesus. I bind all sinus infection, sinus congestion, hay fever in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind hearing problems, tinnitus, deafness in the name of Jesus. Tinnitus, ringing in the ears, vertigo. Come out, Meniere syndrome. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Leave God's people. I bind all gingivitis in the name of Jesus. Trench mouth. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Root canals. Sore teeth, sore gums, sore tongue. Come out, glossitis. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind all allergies in the mouth in the name of Jesus. All peritonitis in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I command you to leave God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all thyroiditis in the name of Jesus. All Hashimoto's disease, all Graves' disease, all low thyroid, high thyroid, no thyroid. I bind you and I break your power. And I command you to leave God's people in the name of Jesus. Myxedema be gone. Graves' disease be gone. In the name of Jesus, I bind all of you in Jesus' name. I bind the spirits of muscle pain now. Muscle aches, muscles in the name of Jesus. Charley horses, muscle aches, muscle pains, muscle spasms. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of people's back. Come out of their neck. Come out of their arm. Come out of their legs in the name of Jesus. I bind you, you serpentine devils. You drop off in the name of Jesus. Take your teeth out of their muscles and you come out. And come out of their backs now in the name of Jesus. I bind back problems in the name of Jesus Christ. And I say, be gone in Jesus' name. And I bind you and I break your power. And I command the back problems to leave. I mean all back problems. All pain in the back. I break its power. I command it to leave. I speak healing and restitution. I bind all trauma spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all poison spirits in the name of Jesus. I command you to be gone. I break all curses spoken over you by medical personnel who tell you you never get well. I bind and I break that curse in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing now in the name of Jesus. I command all these demons to come out of the backbone in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the back. Come out of the back muscles. Nerves, I say, line up with the Word of God. bones, I say, line up with the Word of God. I break envy. I bind the spirit of envy. Envy brings rottenness in the bones. I bind the demon of envy in the name of Jesus. I say, leave now in the name of Jesus. I bind all envy and selfishness and covetousness in the name of Jesus Christ. Command it to go. And I speak strongness and fruitness to the bones and marrow in the bones in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all esophagitis in the name of Jesus, all reflux esophagitis, all burning in the stomach, all gastritis, all stomach ulcers in the name of Jesus, all duodenal ulcers. I command them to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. All hiatal hernias. I bind all asthma, bronchitis, emphysema in the name of Jesus Christ. Bronchiectasis in the name of Jesus. All pneumonia, all pleurisy. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All asthma, all bronchospastic reactive airway disease. All emphysema. Come out in the name of Jesus. All congestive heart failure. Come out. I speak to the hearts now, and I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. I bind all myocarditis, all infarcts in the name of Jesus Christ. All angina, I command it to go in Jesus' name. I speak healing to the heart now. I speak healing, Lord. Open up the arteries in the heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen the heart muscle in the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen the heart muscle in the name of Jesus. Strengthen the heart muscle, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal it in Jesus' name. I speak healing to the heart now in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing to the colon. I bind colitis, Crohn's disease, enteritis in the name of Jesus. I bind hepatitis in the name of Jesus. Pancreatitis, diverticulitis in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bind them and I command them to leave God's people now. I break your power in Jesus' name. I break all the curses that have been spoken against you in Jesus' name. And I say, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Be loosed from them in Jesus' name. I bind all bladder problems now, all bladder problems in the name of Jesus Christ. All urethritis, all cystitis, urethritis, vaginitis in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all PMS in the name of Jesus Christ, all menorrhagia in the name of Jesus. I bind it and I break its power, all endometriosis. I bind it and I command it to be gone. I speak healing to the endometriosis now. I bind that spirit of endometriosis and I speak healing to the body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind all arthritis. I speak healing to arthritis right now. Arthritis, I speak to you. Come out of the joints now. You worms, I see you. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse you to your roots. I say, turn their joints loose in the name of Jesus. Come out of their hands. Come out of their hips. Come out of their knees. Come out of their feet. Come out of their arms in the name of Jesus. Come out of their back. Come out of their neck. Come out of their joints. I bind you and I break your power and I curse you in Jesus' name, arthritis, in the name of Jesus. I bind myalgia in the name of Jesus I bind chronic myalgia now in the name of Jesus and fibromyalgia. I bind you, you demon. I bind all autoimmune diseases in the name of Jesus Christ. I break their power and I speak healing to the immune system. I speak healing to the immune system in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing to God's people. I bind cancer now. I bind cancer of the lung. I bind cancer of the prostate. I bind cancer of the womb, cancer of the breast. I bind all cancer. I speak to you, cancer. I bind you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to be gone in Jesus' name. I bind all tumors now in the name of Jesus Christ, all keloids in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind them, and I curse them to their roots, and I command them to leave in Jesus' name, to dry up in the name of Jesus Christ. You dry up in Jesus' name and go away. I bind the spirit of itch in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of dermatitis and itch and dry skin and psoriasis and seborrhea. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ and I command you to go and speak healing to God's people now in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of diabetes. I break its power. I break the curse of the eating and drinking of blood in the name of Jesus over the family line. And I command diabetes to leave now in the name of Jesus. I break its power. I speak healing. Healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind the god of the belly. I bind gluttony and the god of the belly and rebellion in the name of Jesus Christ. I break its power. Come out, God of the belly. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name, you idolatrous devil. I break the curse in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse of eating fat in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse of eating fat and grease in the name of Jesus. It causes you to be overweight. I break that curse in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing to God's people. Healing. Lord, let your spirit flow down now, Lord God. Let your spirit flow down now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit flow over your people, Lord. Fill up all those areas now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All those areas have been vacated. I thank you, Lord. I just ask you to heal them there in the name of Jesus. Heal your people, Lord. Let your spirit flow into them and heal them. We speak healing and restitution in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you and glorify you. And all God's people say, amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.